Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor and Coach, and today we'll be talking about impact per engineer. I always say this at the beginning of the episodes, but I'm not sure I ever actually discussed what this means. So, impact per engineer. I'm betting you all have heard about those magical 10x engineers. Those kind of unicorns, when they join a team, they do things that much better. Now, let me tell you something. I used to be a 10x or even more sort of an engineer in my past. As I have worked as a freelance engineer in a bunch of Israeli startups, I was brought in to just do things faster. I used to work like 2 days a week at different companies, and I would just be part of the team, or I would be a one-man skunk works or labs team or whatever was needed. And one thing I remember is a VP of engineering saying, "What Aviv accomplishes in 2 days a week is more than two developers working full-time for a week." And is that because I am able of making the keyboard go faster than anyone else in the universe? No, it is not. So what's the difference? This is exactly where impact per engineer comes into play. First of all, of course, some people are just better at the tech mastery part. They are really good at knowing the tools they are using, so yeah, they have less bugs. They need to spend less time researching how to do something because they already know how to do it. That's part of it. Another part is efficiency. You know, the basic productivity sort of stuff. Taking less breaks. Knowing all the keyboard shortcuts. Having a very pimped IDE that can do everything for you. Yeah, there's that. And, you know, I spent my fair share of time making my Vim customized, so I needed to type less stuff. And yeah, I still have a fancy, expensive mechanical keyboard in front of me that I enjoy making and go clickety-clack really, really fast. And still, I do not believe that this can make you a 10x engineer. Unless, you know, the bar is really low. Being a 10x engineer is about something else. It is about the impact that you have, and this usually means that you want to create and cultivate a culture that has two aspects to it. The first part of being such a high caliber individual contributor, of making the people in your team, in your organization, that much better, is by helping them realize that they need to act as force multipliers. That means that 10x doesn't mean that they are 10 times better than people around them, but they try and see where they have specific leverage that can help others around them become better. Therefore, 10xing means that they are helping the team be better. For example, a 10x engineer is someone that is capable of mentoring and leading those around them so they grow faster. Someone that is capable of being a genuine senior engineer in the team so that the team lead, the engineering manager, can spend less time hand-holding in the team and can focus on other things. These are ways to act as a force multiplier that makes the impact, the productivity of the entire team better. That's one aspect. Aspect number two, and again, this is something that you need to coach your people for. This is something that you need to teach people to do. Not aiming for productivity and efficiency. You know, again, making the keyboard go as fast as humanly possible. I'm talking about efficiency, or as some people would say, efficacy. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Is what we're doing the best thing we could be doing at this point? And this puts aside tech mastery and focuses on product mastery. I want engineers who know when to ask, hey, is it really a good idea to spend so much time on that specific feature? I want engineers who know that they have the authority, they have the agency to step forward and say, I believe that this feature as it is currently planned is not worth it. And they help us make a better product. They help us make better decisions so we get a better ROI on engineering time. This is how you increase impact per engineer. Engineers are not just working more time. We don't want that. But every hour counts more because every hour turns into a real feature that will be used by the users, not another, you know, those voodoo features that you work on for months, they go off and you never hear about them again. You just moved on to the next thing and you have no idea if it was useful. When I was an engineer at IBM, I acted partly as a 10x engineer because I helped those around me. I helped the processes in the team. I coached people. I made their tech stack better. I wrote tools that made the team better. But there were parts of it, there were aspects to my work where I had absolutely no product mastery. As in, I spent months writing code that I have no idea if it was ever used by a real customer. When you get that feeling that, you know, you can log on to Git, just delete a whole folder, and no one will ever know that whatever you worked on for the last 2 months is gone, that's a feeling of just, you know, being sucked into a void. And that is what I don't want to see in my clients' teams. And we create that by, first of all, helping those engineers realize that this is expected. We want them to speak up. We do this by creating a sort of real connection with product so that these turn into real discussions, not fights or arguments. Lastly, we measure this. In my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I called this the meta review, where we review what we have done, not as in the end of the sprint to see if we did it well, but like 2 months later to see, should we have done it at all? Did it have any real impact? And this is a closure for both engineering and product. So next time we can say, hey, this looks alike like that big feature we did that didn't really matter. Can we snip this? So it is just the core. And then you get a bunch of people who treat the product like a bonsai tree that we trim and trim until it is just right. And that is how you get a team that has an amazing impact per engineer. That is how you create a world-class team. And that is what I have for you this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet subscribed to my newsletter, it's the best newsletter online for tech executives. You can check the link in the show notes. And if you value these episodes, over 100 now, please leave a comment or a review on iTunes. It really helps me. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.